Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So we continue here. We'll talk pirates if we get a chance, but your calls are what the show's about. So let's talk to Keith, listening in Austin. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, man.
Thanks for making it. What's on your mind tonight, Keith?
Yeah, I went to this school. It's called CSB School of Broadcasting.
Okay.
And it's like to do like radio, like what y'all do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And the school shut down, but when I like signed up, I took out my loan, like the school went bankrupt. And, like, is there any way, like, I could talk, like, say I can get, like, a forgiveness and they'll wipe it away? I mean, I was just calling y'all because y'all seem to know about a whole lot of stuff.
What was it that, let me see if I can understand this. I did hear the news about this. It's the Connecticut School of Broadcasting that went under in the middle of the semester, basically. And
oh, yeah.
So. Yeah. So you got a loan to go to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. You then paid for the semester. Did the loan cover just that one semester? What was the loan for exactly?
No, I mean, well, that's the other. I had already graduated from it, but they told us that we could use the anytime they came out like with radio equipment or television equipment, we could go and use it, like, for lifetime anywhere in the United States.
You could use what? The Connecticut School of Broadcasting? You could go back there and get, like, a refresher course or something?
Or at least use their...
Yes, sir. You could go in there and practice on the equipment and polish up your skills.
You know what? I hate to be the bearer of bad news, and Mark, you're welcome to correct me if you think I'm wrong here, but I think you're screwed. Their lifetime guarantee only exists for their lifetime,
well,
not yours.
He's not going to get anything from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. However, it seems like the government, they gave the money to this organization. That's their fault.
Wait, was it a government loan?
No, it was Sally Mae.
That is pretty much a
government-ish.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was government issues. I just needed the loan to get into the school.
But hold on a second. What were you suggesting, Mark, about if it was a government loan?
A government loan, then the government should be responsible for going and getting their money out of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, and they should forgive him his half of the loan. He didn't get,
he got half of the year.
He did not.
Wait, I thought you said you already went to the school and graduated.
Yeah, but I'm saying I know other people that's gone there and I've recommended it to them and they did the half the semester and then the school just shut down and like they didn't pay some of the teachers either they just cut the teachers off and didn't tell them nothing.
I thought they were reopening the campuses to finish out the semester. Is that not the case? I thought I'd heard that.
Well, I didn't hear anything about it. You know, here in Austin, they haven't told us nothing.
You haven't really gone to this. I mean, you're graduated, so would they have any reason to tell you? I would think that the current students would be the ones that would be most concerned about that.
But they told us that we could use the facilities for, like, lifetime.
Right.
So.
But that's just a promise that they can make and that you could have taken advantage of had they stayed in business. What I'm saying is they have no obligation to reach out to you and to say, hey, come on in, we're going to be open for another 3 months. You can use our facilities. You're not a current student, so they have no real reason to be keeping in touch with you about their bankruptcy proceedings or whatever. So it's my understanding that they did reopen to allow kids to finish out, or the students rather, I guess not kids, but to allow students to finish out the semester. That's what I had read on the radio trade publications that I subscribe to. But basically, as far as your situation is concerned, that you've graduated, that's it, man. The lifetime warranty is only as good as long as their doors stay open and they're closed. So you're SOL.
I couldn't give them like a forgiveness. I heard people like God went on.
You could
and
ask.
Got, like,
you could
Sally
ask for
May.
It. I it wouldn't hurt to ask. It never hurts to ask, but I wouldn't go in expecting much.
Right, you essentially paid for the degree. You got the degree. I understand you expected other things from them, but they're gonna, the way they're likely to see it is that you paid for a degree and got a degree.
By the way, and I, again, I'm gonna bring more bad news here, and it's not really bad news for you because you've already been through it, but for anybody else considering this, broadcasting school is a waste of money. That is my opinion. How do you feel about that? Any questions?
I feel stupid for doing it.
Yeah, well, they took you for a ride, but then again, that's what most colleges do, so don't feel too bad, okay, because most kids...
The vast majority of people out there who have degrees are not using those degrees.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, you walked away with an associate's or a bachelor's or whatever you got, so you got what most people got, which is a bunch of debt and a degree that largely they don't need.
Keith, good luck. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's so true. College is a business just like any other business. Well, not just like any other business, because they're really heavily subsidized by the state. But college is a business, and they have an interest in getting as many customers through their doors as possible and providing them with their service, whether their service is really of value to that customer or not. And colleges have such a brilliant public relations scheme going on that people believe that in order to be successful, they must go to college. And it's understandable why people believe this. They're told it their entire lives. Their parents believe it. The people they go to school with believe it. The teachers certainly believe it. And so they're inculcated with the idea that in order to be success, you must go to college. And that's not true. It's true if you want to be certain things that college is required in order to be, like an architect or, you know, a doctor or a lawyer or something like that.
Engineer, yeah. Be a good idea.
In those cases, you're going to have to go to college. No doubt about it. But as you said, Mark, in the vast super majority of cases, the people that are graduating from colleges with degrees in liberal arts or whatever it might be are just not going to use them. Communications, liberal arts, business, whatever. They're just not going to use
broadcasting.
Broadcasting, the
French
horn.
Ever met anyone in broadcasting that had a broadcasting degree?
Yeah.
Really, who?
Alex James, program director of 105.9 WYNF in Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah, he was from a different generation.
A different generation from
you and I.
Alex James is not that older than me. Not that much older than me.
Oh, Alex James. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was thinking of a different the guy.
He went to Gainesville. He went to Gainesville to UF. Anyway, so but generally it's a waste of money. I mean, Alex James is no more successful than I am necessarily in this business. I mean, he may make more as far as salary is concerned, but
that makes him more successful.
No, I don't think so. I think you can define success differently. I'm doing what I love, and I'm getting paid for it.
That's what the people that make low salaries say.
Well, I don't really care, Mark. It makes me feel good.
That's what the people that say low salaries say. Who needs those material things anyway?
Oh, wait. Oh, that's right. You thought that, listeners, you thought that we were really rich and wealthy because we're on the radio? No, that's the radio image. That's the wool that has been pulled over your eyes. Now, there are people that do make money in radio, but they're very few and far between. 1-800-259-9231. I don't even remember where I was going with all that. Let's just continue with your phone calls and talk to, I believe we have Mark in Michigan. Do we have a Mark in Michigan? Yes, listening to WSJM, we do. Mark, you're there. Unless he put his phone down.
Mm.
I hear somebody. Mark.
Mm.
Mark in Michigan.
Monty.
No wonder.
Yes.
All right. What's on your mind, Monty?
Well, this test stimulus package, and I was wondering how come our government doesn't do what the European Coalition did, and that is force the Visa MasterCard associations to drop their interchange rate from a 1.6 to a 0.7.
What's an interchange rate?
Interchange rate, when you go into a store and you swipe your credit card, the merchant pays upwards of 2% of what you purchase for you to be able to access, use your Visa MasterCard.
The only merchants that, it's my understanding, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but the only merchants that are paying 2% are merchants that are doing tremendous volume. A lot of merchants are paying more than that. They're paying 3 or 4, or in some cases 5, with like an American Express.
I actually sell this stuff, so that's how I'm working on trying to look at the legislation.
I'm going to come back and talk to you about it. Okay, hang on. I'm going to bring back Mark in Michigan. Says he works in the industry and he wants the government to step in and mandate rates. I can't say I agree. More coming up. You bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
This is Bob Chapman at the International Forecaster again. Mr. Bernanke at the Fed knows all about Weimar, Argentina, and other Latin experiments that were disasters, all similar to what we see in America today. Trying to overcome deflation with inflation is like shoveling sand against the tide. More and more holders of U.S. Treasuries and new buyers are walking away, just like they were walking away from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac bonds.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The Congressional Budget Office revised the 2009 budget deficit up to $1.8 trillion. That means we could be looking at $2.5 trillion. The Fed's Mr. Bernanke said he's trying to counter widening credit spreads that are blunting efforts to pump cash into the economy. Leon Black, founder of the private equity group Apollo, says the black hole in the U.S. commercial property market is set to go off.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Manhattan fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, completely free, including the updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate a business, create your will or a living trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. It's LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com. I've used it. It is fast and easy.
We continue with your phone calls. Mark is still on the line listening to WSJM-FM in Michigan. Mark, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you're saying you work in the credit card industry and that you think that the rates that they're charging businesses in order to do business with credit cards, which is, in your words, you say around 2%, you're saying that you believe the government should step in and mandate that it be something like 0.7%?
Well, in Europe, the European Coalition did this last year. It was, you know, roughly the same. Actually, the interchange rate, what Visa and MasterCard charges the merchant, is about 1.6%. What companies like myself charge above that, it varies.
Companies like yourself, what do you mean? Point of information here. You're saying that Visa's charge is 1.6%, and then the bank charges something else on top of that, right?
Well, no, not the bank. The bank, an ISO, an independent sales office, they represent, there's about five banks out there in the United States that actually process credit cards, that hold that for Visa and MasterCard. They dictate the rate, Visa and MasterCard does, at about 1.6%. Offices, there's thousands of them in the United States, and they work with the banks to process it. They're a middleman. Now, the middleman charges whatever they, you know, can get away with.
Something, yeah.
what European Coalition did last year said, you know, it's costing the merchants too much money to allow, you know, the customer to come in and purchase via credit card. And they said, we're going to dictate that the highest rate you can charge those sales offices, like myself, is 0.7%. So, in essence, they dropped it down, you know, over half. And
don't you feel kind of bad about advocating aggression against your neighbors?
What do you mean?
Well, you're saying that you're going to have, if you could get your way, you would force these companies to do business the way you think they should do business.
No, not at all.
No?
No, not at all.
How is that not forcing them?
How is that not forcing them?
Yeah.
Do you realize that Visa and MasterCard makes money on both ends?
Yes, they do.
They make money on you when you go use your credit card. You pay
When I choose to use my credit card, they make money from the vendor because they tell them they can't charge more for credit card use and that kind of thing. So they make money off the guy I purchased from. But that guy chose whether or not he wanted to do business with Visa and MasterCard.
He didn't have to.
As a service to his clients.
In today's economic times, it's not really a choice.
It's not.
Sure it is. I can do business in all cash.
How many businesses do you know out there that do not accept Visa and MasterCard?
Very few, and I think that is a... And that speaks very well. Wait, before you go on, that speaks very well of these companies that have managed to, you know, make themselves almost indispensable to business. They've created a business model that makes themselves almost indispensable. You want to punish them for that?
Do you think it's right that they can, in essence, make five times more from a merchant on rates than they do from you as a consumer on your credit card bill?
You mean on the credit? They don't. Oh, you mean as far as the interest rates that they charge me if I decide to take, you know, to extend the amount that I've, you know, the period of time that I borrow from? Do I think it's right?
And once again, it's a business model that was, in essence, created to offset the cost of people with good credit or wealthy people that were charging a lot and paying immediately for off their credit card bills.
I understand. That it is absolutely none of my business how they make their money. As long as I choose to use the card, the business owner chooses to accept the card, then however it is that they make their money, if it's worth it to the business owner, he'll continue to accept them. If they raise their rates to 10%, those business owners would begin dropping off very quickly. So that proves that they choose as opposed to they're forced to. And if they start dropping off very quickly, I'm going to stop using the card because I won't be able to use it in very many places. That proves that I choose to do it too.
No, but what it's going to what it will create is you're going to have a society of McDonald's, large corporation-type businesses that can afford to have that loss, whereas small businesses, which make up, what, 95% of all businesses in the United States.
So you're saying small businesses can't compete?
You're saying small businesses can't compete? Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. There's a restaurant right here in my town that does not take credit cards because of the owner's old, and he says, you know what, I'm not going to take them. They take too big of a fee. And so there's a guy out there that's doing it, and he's a small business. This is not a chain. So it seems to me, if I've ever seen businesses that don't take credit cards, and I see very few these days, but when I do see them, they are small businesses. Those are the ones. So
Steak and Shake, the chain, did not take credit cards up until very recently.
Society's not dictating anything.
You're deciding how you want to do business, and
don't be a victim here, dude. We're all consenting to this. We're consenting to have the credit cards. We're consenting to take the credit cards. But you want to take consent. Hold on. You want to take consent out of the picture, Mike. What you want to do is you want to force these companies to behave in the way you decide that they should. Isn't that right?
No. That is not right.
No. Wait a minute. Didn't you start your call by saying you want the government to come in and tell these companies, demand and force them to charge less? Do you think that the government's just going to ask them nicely? You do understand how the government works, don't you? Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yep.
You said absolutely you do?
Absolutely, I understand how the government works.
Government is force. And do you agree with that?
Government's for us.
Government is force. It is not for us. It is for them. They are forced. What they do is force people to either do things they don't want to do or force them to do things, force them not to do things that they do want to do. Okay. And in this case, you're demanding that they force.
The point of my call was this.
Go ahead.
If you want to stimulate the economy, give the small merchants, give the merchants back, you know, 0.9% of their earnings, and that is a substantial amount. Do you realize that Visa and MasterCard made over $90 billion last year just on interchange rates?
Well, I see where you're coming from, and I agree with what you're saying. If you want to stimulate the economy, let's not bail out banks like Visa and MasterCard, and let's let people keep their money like merchants, and that way they'll have money and they'll be able to spend it on the things that they want. Rather than poor people bailing out rich people, let's let poor and middle-class people keep their own money.
But can't we do it without forcing them to? Can we help business owners without forcing them?
I'm talking about taxes. I mean, you know, he's talking about an intricacy of his particular business, which I think, you know, people should be able to do business the way they want.
I want to bring you back here, 800-259-9231, because I don't know if he still hasn't agreed that he wants to force these businesses to do something, and hopefully we can get him to see that, because whenever you demand the government put a regulation on somebody's business, you're using force against those people. Why not compete in the marketplace instead?
Would you give someone $1 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the show. You dial in, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you. Oh, wait, Mark, you were coughing up a storm. I didn't turn your mic on.
And Mark.
All right, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Are you frustrated with all these people trying to use the force of government against you? Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Tired of the oppressive state intruding into your personal life or your business? If you knew thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active for freedom, would you join them? You can. Go to freestateproject.org. Join the Free State Project. That's freestateproject.org. We are talking, and I think he's still there, Mark in Michigan, listening to WSJM-FM. Mark, you're back on Free Talk.
Monty.
Monty. I'm sorry. You know what? I should have made a note of that. No, so Monty is with us.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I wish the government was not so intrusive in all aspects of our lives.
Well, I'm glad you agree with me. Then if that's true, then you should...
I absolutely agree with you.
Well, then you should internalize that and stop demanding that the government use force on your neighbors.
Well, I'm not demanding that they do it. All I'm saying is the European Coalition created a good model with that, and...
That was force, sir.
Economy. I'm sorry?
That's force. What the European government did was they forced those businesses to change their policy.
They forced Visa and MasterCard to step in line and say, you know what, you are overcharging. Now, how do you feel about what some of the credit card companies were doing, trying to do here recently, and creating interest rates upwards of 30%? Do you think that's fair?
I think everyone is consenting in these cases, sir.
Arbitrarily say, we are raising your rates. And either pay it off or submit to, you know, these rates.
You know, I Monty, I think that they play some dirty pool with those the rates the way they do it. If you one day late on a payment, they can jack your rate up to 30% or whatever. And you know, as far as I'm concerned, those are bad policies. I try to be very, very careful in dealing with the credit cards as a result, and I try to make my payments, you know, days in advance so I don't have those problems.
I make all mine on time. I've never been in debt on a credit card, so it's not a problem for me.
You guys are in the minority, unfortunately, at this point.
It's not my fault, sir, that the that people cannot... No, hold on. It's not my fault that people cannot handle their money, that they don't know how to manage their money, that they want to go out and buy the plasma TV or the SUV or whatever it is that they want to buy and go in over their heads, and then they have problems... And then they want to complain, and then they want to use the state to try to level the playing field or whatever. All of the things you're pointing out, I'll agree with you that I think that 30% is outrageously high interest rate. I wouldn't sign up for a card like that. And anybody who
all
would,
cards are like that is what he's. It's the truth. All cards are like that.
Well, yeah, okay.
And the government stepped in and said, you know what? No, that you cannot do that. People. You cannot do that.
Monty,
you
know, I agree that there are,
advocating force.
There are better laws than others, and my partner over here is always going to be on the side of no
freedom.
Force, no force.
The side of freedom. I'm on the side of freedom. You're on the side of coercion.
I'm going to preach freedom with you, okay? However, we are not there yet.
You want to preach freedom right after the government steps in and mandates that the people you do business with charge you less, right? That's what you're talking about here. You know what I'd like to point out, Monty?
But before you go rambling on and tearing Monty up here...
I'm just going to take a phone call for Monty, but go ahead, Mark.
The fact is that... yeah, Monty does have a phone call waiting. The fact is that these credit card companies commit something very close to fraud in the way that they print that stuff, you know, really in fine print. Nobody can read all the, you know, these terms of use that they have. They're so small, and you don't realize that, well, you make one payment to, you know, too late or whatever, and then suddenly your interest rate gets jacked up, and then what do you do? What do you do? If your credit card company, Ian, if your credit card company decided tomorrow to arbitrarily jack up your rate to 25% and you had $1,500 on it, what would you do?
I pay my bills on time every month, so
yeah, I understand that you manage your money quite well. Most Americans don't.
Okay, well then go listen to Dave Ramsey.
Screw him.
And learn how to manage your money.
Yeah, screw
okay?
him.
That's right.
Great, Dave Ramsey is an awesome individual. Great person. I love listening to him.
Here's what I'd like to suggest to you, Monty, because what you said was, and you're trying to, you know, I understand bankers are evil. You know, I'm no fan of the banking system. I certainly am against the fiat money system, okay? No doubt about that. But what I'd like to see happen here is instead of complaining about the rates that these Visas and MasterCards and American Expresses and Discover charge their vendors, how about instead of saying, well, you know, touting all the billions of dollars that they made last month or last year or however much they made just off of the rates that they charge the vendors, how about looking at that and saying, huh, well, there's a business opportunity there. Why not, instead of complaining, hold on, why not, instead of complaining and lobbying the state, don't you get together with some investors and start your own company and compete? I mean, if you can cut the rates on your own to 1% or 0.7%, you can make $50 billion a year.
You cannot. That's where you're missing.
Why?
Because Visa and MasterCard control the market. The only thing I was able to do, and I did this, I left a company that I was making $170,000 last year on. And I started my own company that I was able to dictate my rates from that 1.6 and charge people a lot less. I make a lot less money now, but I am doing what I can to help the smaller merchant.
Great. That's great. Yeah. What about? But you said they own the
marketplace.
Thank
you for doing that, Monty.
What about Discover?
Discover is part of their network now.
Discover is owned by Visa or MasterCard?
No, they're part of the network.
What network?
The Visa MasterCard network.
So Discover sort of piggybacks on them? Is that what you're saying?
What about Amex?
Amex is on their own. They charge an outrageous, you mentioned 5%. It's actually like 3.7%.
Hey, whatever the hell happened to Diners Club?
Their history.
I got a call for you here, Monty. We got a phone call for you. Let's talk to Matt in Illinois. Matt, you're on with Monty in Michigan.
Hi, Monty. I just wanted to point out real quick. First off, I do have problems with credit cards. I'm very much deep in debt with credit cards. But basically, I've been able to and recently negotiate with them, and they've given me, let me pay off for half what I owed them, which basically maybe $300 or $400 more than what I actually used the card for. But that's beside the point. There's a company here in Illinois. It's a big grocery store chain called Woodman's. And they do not take credit cards at all.
Wow.
Anybody's credit cards. You can write a check to them, or you can pay them in cash. And they'll take either one of those forms of payments. But they will not pay, or they will not take credit cards, and they're very successful. And one of the reasons they are successful is because they've taken that 1 or 2% or whatever it is, and they've knocked it off their price.
Sure.
So they're giving the consumer a better price. If other companies would follow that example, that would be a free market solution to force the credit card companies.
Well, it wouldn't be force. It'd be pressure. It'd be market pressure. Because they would see these companies dropping out. They would say, well, wait, how can we retain your business? You can retain my business by cutting my rates.
So the point being is that you don't really need to have government come in here and mandate this stuff. You can, if the public becomes educated enough, and you're right, that's a problem. The public isn't educated enough. I certainly wasn't educated enough with credit cards, and I got myself in big trouble because of it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've learned, and I won't use a credit card anymore. I have a debit card, and I won't go over my limits.
Very good, Matt. Thank you for the call tonight.
That's what I spent.
Thank you, Matt, for the call. Monty, a quick response. Go ahead.
You'll see, debit cards are still a credit card, and they still get processed through the Visa MasterCard network. So you're not alleviating that problem by using a debit card. All you're doing is going green, in essence, which is a whole different other issue. And I applaud that story you talked about in Illinois. I wish more would go, and I'd find another way.
That's what I would suggest, that you encourage the market pressures instead of the government force.
And let's not forget that Matt was able to negotiate with his credit card companies because of the bankruptcy laws that force companies to accept people that can't pay their debts any longer. And so, therefore, you've got government force all in this situation.
Monty, thank you for the call. All I'm suggesting is that Monty refrain from advocating more government force. That's
it's
all.
It's refining the force.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, learn how to promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. One of the things you can do, for instance, if you're one of our Saturday night radio listeners and you enjoy this show, and you don't get the weekday edition of the program on your local radio station, your local talk station, contact your local program director. Tell him or her thank you for adding Free Talk Live, and then ask him for the 6 nights a week instead of just Saturday nights. That's one thing that you can do that will make a big difference. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything, we continue with your phone calls. And we'll talk to Lee, listening in Kalispell, to KGEZ. Hello, Lee.
Yeah, good day. I called originally to talk about fluoride, but I'd like the people to think about what you said before this break and the other break, about 25 after the hour, when you were talking to the credit card guy. Government is force.
Yes, sir.
All they can do is force you to do something you don't want to do, or make you do something, or not let you do something you do want to do.
That is correct.
That's the same principle I use to reprimand my children. And
the government's
not your
daddy.
If you boil down punishment, that's all punishment is. There's only two ways you can go about it. Either you don't get to do what you want to do, or you have to do something you don't want to do.
Yep.
But I called on the fluoride, as you may or may not know.
Lady called in earlier to say that she believes it's dangerous. How do you feel about that?
Oh, yeah. It's past dangerous. It's deadly. I have 5 years' experience analyzing a product for actual fluoride content. In an aluminum smelter, but real quick history. It's, the Russians before World War II found out that you can't really resist. It makes you lethargic. You've heard me say that before, and I know you don't agree. It's found in Coca-Cola, for heaven's sakes. It's added to table salt.
Okay, you're saying fluoride.
The Germans used this during World War II to keep their prisoners in line. Coincidentally, we imported about 15,000 German scientists for all variety of things. And you're a little young to remember, but I can remember about 1958 to 60, that all of a sudden the dentist wants to fluoride your teeth and make them new again. when I worked at the aluminum smelter in the metallurgy lab, they went around every day in the environmental lab. These guys looked like astronauts themselves, measuring air fluoride and water fluoride.
Air fluoride? Fluoride
oh,
in
hell,
air?
Oh, hell yeah, yeah. Yeah, air fluoride, very, very critical.
What does it do?
They're allowed, it's like 7 parts per 10 million or something. It's some astronomically small number.
What are the, and, you're saying it's deadly. What? There are people drinking fluorinated water all across the country. I mean,
just to sum it up, my friend, it destroys cells. It causes them to go into like limbo. Well, normally I do this every day, but now I'm getting this shot of fluoride here, and I'm kind of not sure what I'll do. So I think I'll just sit around here and mutate, I guess.
So everything that we ever heard on those DARE commercials that pot does to you, fluoride actually does?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, don't worry about the pot. I'd worry about the fluoride.
I wasn't worried about the pot, Lee.
I didn't think you were.
No.
Don't worry about that.
You know, and we live up here in Keene. We don't have the fluorinated water. What do you guys got out there in Kalispell?
There's one city in the valley, which, by the way, the valley is about as big as the whole state of New Hampshire. It's bigger than the state of Rhode Island, I know that. But anyway, there's one city that fluorides, but
not
all the others can't afford to do it, which is good for everybody.
Yeah, right on. Hey, you know what? Like I said, I don't know what the story is. It sounds like you've done a lot of research into it.
Putting chemicals in
the water, I think, is generally a bad idea. Let me just have water, plain old water. That's good enough.
Right. I analyzed the aluminum, and that's one of the things we had to check for. It's all chemistry. We had to check for it. They import, by the way, it's an industrial byproduct, an industrial waste. It's hazardous.
Yeah, that's true. It's a byproduct of petroleum production, isn't it?
Among others.
Yep. Thank you, Lee, for the call tonight. I appreciate your expertise and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. You know, the excuse for putting fluoride in people's water, and again, I don't jury sell out as far as I'm concerned as to whether or not it's really dangerous. And I mean, we're all moving toward death eventually, right? So it's hard to say if it's fluoride that's causing people.
Life is killing people.
People are living longer lives, that much I know. So that I feel good about. But the idea of putting fluoride in the water is to help with people's teeth, right?
That's the idea.
Well, I guess, are they suggesting that this is going to help people that don't brush their teeth? Because if you just drink water, the water from the county water supply...
It will help. I mean, it strengthens your teeth.
But it's not going to help your teeth if you don't brush them, right?
Like, well, it is going
to
help your teeth if you don't brush them. However, you need to brush your teeth.
Yeah, but wait, it's
right.
not
so
going
if,
to help.
If you have two individuals, all things being the same, except the fluoridated water, one of them, both of them don't brush their teeth, one of them drinks fluoridated water, one of them does not. They're
both going to lose their teeth.
That's what
I'm trying to
say. But the one will lose them faster than the other.
Maybe. Maybe.
That's what it does.
I don't know about that. That seems silly to me. Like, people, if you don't take care of your teeth, you can't count on the government water supply to
count on the government water supply to take care of your teeth. No, you can't.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know, it's always interesting going into the dentist's office and getting stories from the hygienist as to just the nasty mouths that they see. It's just so amazing. People are so afraid of the dentist.
Yes.
Adults are terrified, petrified of going to the dentist's office. It's some sort of a problem that was essentially created when they were children, and they've never really gotten over it, even though the drills don't exist like they used to, and they've got all kinds of wonderful drugs and things like
drills
that.
Drills still exist.
Not like they used to, though. It's not the tools that they use now.
I don't
now
know. I had
much,
so few cavities. I don't know.
The tools they use now are far different than they were 20, 30 years ago. I wasn't around 30 years ago. It's just what I understand
Obviously.
From talking to dentists in their assistants. But people are so frightened, and they have such problems brushing their teeth. It's amazing.
It's really nice to have your teeth into old age, and the only way you're going to do that is by taking care of them and going to the dentist.
800-259-9231. We continue with John in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Erg.
John, you're on the air. Erg.
Erg.
Come here, buddy. Molek.
Molek. Okay, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Molek is the owl god, right? The evil owl god they worship in the woods somewhere. Mm-hmm. Bohemian Grove or something like
that's
that.
That's right.
The allegations are, at
you
least.
Know. I can't believe he got through. We have the Bilderbergers have been paying us to make sure that Moloch's name is not said on the air any longer. And, you know, obviously the...
We're going to have to sacrifice our board operator to Moloch after the show.
Conspirators, you know, I don't know. What are we going to do?
We continue. That's what we'll do. With Richard in Austin, you're on Free Talk Live. Richard.
How you doing tonight, fellas?
It's on your mind tonight.
The subject about fluoride is covered a lot on other stations like Deagle and Alex Jones and Joyce and Dave. They cover that. It's a different type of fluoride that the dentists are... And that's in the water. You got different types, and some of it was used, and you know, the Germans used it to dull down the population before they sent them all to the gas chamber.
I figured fluoride was fluoride. Now you're saying there are different types of it. Interesting.
Right, and I don't remember the different types, but they go into it thoroughly. And like people like Dr. Bill Deagle, he can break it down to different chemicals. But it was used to actually help exterminate the population. And that overused term, dumb them down.
I just maybe I'm living in a world of ignorance, but I just don't live in, and I don't want to live in the world where somebody believes that everything is out there trying to kill them.
Well, whether it's like there's poison everywhere. That's a tough world to live in.
It's not a matter of opinion, yours or mine. It's a matter of historical documentation, and these people have covered it thoroughly on several.
I see where you're coming from, but I don't want to live in that world where everything is trying to kill me. There's fluoride in the water. There's chemtrails in the sky. There's
MSG in the Chinese food.
Yeah, MSG. And don't forget the cell phones. The cell phones are going to cause cancer too.
Aspartame.
I mean, everything is trying to kill you, and it's kind of a vision of the world that I think is very dangerous. I mean, if you believe,
disempowering.
It is disempowering.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but do you ignore it?
I'm fine. I feel fine. I don't. You know, I'm not paranoid about planes flying overhead. I feel healthy.
I lived in Sarasota, Florida, where they fluoridated the water, and then I moved to Keene, New Hampshire, where they don't fluoridate the water. I now live on property has a well, and I'm certain that I'm not fluoridating the water. So I don't feel any different than, you know, in those times. So whatever they're adding to the water, I don't think is sedating me and making me more of a...
Right. And some people have a stronger constitution. And they can, you know, deal with it.
Absolutely true. So, absolutely. A friend of mine, his wife, you know, the Kim lawn came and treated the lawn, and suddenly she just, you know, like, she just got so sick she couldn't handle it. She had to move away. I mean, the fact is, different chemicals affect people differently, and I'm certainly not going to argue that.
That's true.
But the idea that aspartame will eat holes in your brain, that's pushing it.
Hey, we're out of time. I'm sorry, Richard. Call us again next week.
Sorry.
Call toward the beginning of the hour, and we'll certainly get you on and talk to you, or call Monday, because we're on all week long. And we'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.